This morning when I wake up and when I pray, and I'm trying to prepare the sermon I'm going to preach today, and suddenly I find out the sunrise. And this made me think about 2,000 years ago. Mary Magdalene with some other woman, they bring the spices they bought. They want to anoint the Jesus' body. But when they went to the tomb, they find out that Jesus disappeared. It's not in the tomb. And then suddenly there's one people speak to them. Why did you looking for the dead body among the live person here? And Jesus appeared and speak to them. And you can find out when Jesus appeared in front of them, what a surprise to all those women. And this morning, when you drive your car, enter our parking lot, in front of our gate of the parking lot, do you see we have two flags on our parking lot? Do you see the words on the parking lot? Did you feel grateful because today is the special day? Because so many people, the worldwide, is going to celebrate the Easter today. Because the Jesus resurrection, that's a big difference. The Christian is different from the other religions. So that means the fact that Jesus rose from the dead does not need to be debated forever, because there's two major histories can prove it. The first history is the empty tomb of the Jesus. And the second, the evidence, is that Jesus was the resurrected, and he appeared to many people, and he spoke to so many people. So the question today we want to ask is, why is the resurrection of the Jesus so important? And actually, there's the five major meanings. Because we are going to use the five P words in English, because they can help you be easy to remember it. So the first word we say is proof. The Lord's resurrection proves that he is the Son of God. So let's read the Romans verses 1 to 4. And was declared by the resurrection from the dead to be the powerful Son of God, according to the Spirit of the Holiness, Jesus the Messiah, our Lord. Here say, declared by the resurrection from the dead to be the power Son of the God according to the Spirit of the Holiness. So the Lord's resurrection proved he is the Son of the God. The second word is talk about the power. The resurrection of the Lord makes us understand the power of God. We're going to read the Ephesians chapter 1, 19 to 20. So it says, the Paul said, and the unlimited greatness of his power for us who believe according to the working of his mighty strength, which he brought about in the Messiah when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realm. So here it's talking about the unlimited greatness of his power for us who believe. So that proof, the resurrection of the Lord, okay, may us understand the power of God. The third word we're going to study is talk about the patent, the resurrection of the Lord, okay, become the patent of our holy life. We're going to look at Romans chapter 1, verses 4. Therefore, through baptism, we were buried with him into his death, so that just as the Messiah was raised from the dead by the Father's glory, we too may live an eternally new life. So all the scripture tell us very clearly, you know, just the Messiah raised. So the resurrection of the Lord become the pattern of our holy life. The fourth word we're going to study is the promise. He promised that we will have the resurrected body. Because we have a connection with the Jesus Christ. If today we do not have the relationship with the Jesus Christ, we won't see in the church today. Because the Jesus, he promised that we will have a resurrected and never corrupt, never decay the body that he promised to us. So we're going to read the Bible, the First Thessalonians, the chapter 4:14. It says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through the Jesus, God will bring us who have died with him." And of course, there's a lot of scripture from the Bible tell us that, but I just pick out this one for you. The last word is talk about the plague. The pledge, that means guarantee. So the Lord guarantees that we will live forever. And we're going to read the verses from John chapter 14 and 19 to 20. The Bible says, "In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live. You will live also." So I want to see that because I live, you will live also. At that time, you will know that I am in my Father, that you are in me, and that I am in you. Let's repeat what the five major meaning of the five words of the peace. So that means the proof, power, pattern, promise, and the pledges. So this is the five truths of the Lord's resurrection. Do you say it is important? With this understanding, we can further understand the Corinthians, the chapter 3, and the verse 1 to 4. So we're going to read the Colossians, the chapter 3, 1 to 4. So what's the Paul, the exalted us here? Therefore, if you, that means we, if we have been raised with the Messiah, keep focusing on the things that are above, where the Messiah is sitting at the right hand of the God. Keep your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. Because we are already resurrection with our Lord. So that means as long as we resurrect with our Lord, we also will be revealed with him in the glory. So Paul reminds us, we're supposed to seeking things above. Why we will need to do that? The reason is that all Christians who have been born again have been resurrected with the Christ. And the fact of the receiving a new life, beginning at the moment we repent. It is also the beginning of the receiving the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Because our old self has been crucified, we are no longer slaves to sin. Because in the Christ, the Lord Jesus already relieved us. When we still sin against the God, we just like the prison, we were put into the jail of the sin. But until the Holy Spirit touch us, may us convert, and we know we have been slaved by our sin. But because the cross of the Jesus Christ, they opened the jail door for us, so we will be able to relieve from the jail of the sin, so we will be set free. And this is the purpose of the cross. And I have been mentioning this on Friday, the Good Friday sermon here. If you want to hear again, if we have the recording, you can go back to listen my sermon on the Friday, the Good Friday there. So that thing is very important. Only we be set free in the Jesus Christ. So what is the characteristic of the new person? We will think of things above, because the things on the earth are not as important as the things in heaven, because everything on earth is temporary, but the things in heaven are eternal. If you compare the things on the earth and the things in heaven, you will find out the things on earth is not as important as the things in heaven. There is a coach who liked diving and said to the student, and he said, when I dive deeper, the underwater world becomes more fascinating. You know, the coral under the water, the color, the change is so beautiful. As a result, his student asked him, coach, are you willing to live on the bottom of the sea? And the coach answered, not really. No matter how beautiful the ocean is, I am a man, but not fish. So the land is my home. I'm not going to leave it in the bottom of the ocean here. So in this way, we know we are the pilgrim. We are called by God. So the children, I mean, the Christian, we are the aliens. We are the stranger in the world, which is the temporary in here. So let's look at the Hebrew, the chapter 11, 16. The Bible says, they, instead they. So they, that's me in their time. There's a lot of faithful person. They are longing for a better country. That is the heavenly one. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, because he has prepared a city for them. So this is the permanent, the kingdom. In the future, we are going to live in there. So this is the holy city God prepared for us. And you know, the time flies by very fast. You can see the children, they grow very fast. Right now, they're still the little baby, but not long, they are going to grow up, going to the college now. So this is to remind us, it doesn't matter how prosperous you have, how successful you have on this earth. It will be just a temporary. We need to think more about things in heaven, because that is eternal. So God give us, we need to have this notice. So we look at the Colossians, the chapter 3. Now just like we look at the Hebrew, the chapter 11, 16, just tell you, we want to longing for a better country. All right, and that's the heavenly one. So it's just like the moon, you used to chase your life. You have to use that eagerly, use that moon, that emotion, to seek the things above. All right, so if we look at the Bible here, when they're talking about we need to set the heart on, that means we need to include the whole emotional, our will, our reason, the whole person, to focus on that, to seek him for that. So if we do that, where God know we put all the effort in there, yes, the God will know. If you all your whole, your mind, your thoughts, your everything you think about how to make money in this whole world, how to earn the reputation in the whole world, I mean this kind of thing, okay, this is just the temporary. But the Bible tells us we need to put our all effort to seek the things above. And because we all know that one's thought determines one's value. All right. And a person's value can determine the direction he pursues. So that means we need to change our mindset. All right. And just like I said, your mindset will determine your value, and your value will determine your direction, where you want to go. So therefore, when we were resurrected with Jesus, our value will completely change. All right, before, once we pursue the material things, but now we look at the spiritual abundance. We used to pursue the prosperity and the wealth of the world, but now I hope we can unite with the Lord, all right, and we can seek the things above in the heaven. So I hope all the brothers and the sisters, you can allow sometimes in your life in the morning to meditate the God's word, especially in the morning. When you meditate the God's word, you will enjoy your relationship with God. You will feel good. You will feel comfortable. You will feel peaceful when you meditate the God's word. And when you meditate the God's word, they can help you to face the life you have. Sometimes when you do something, you face the difficulty. You don't know what the decision you're supposed to make. But the Holy Spirit will remind you through the scripture you read. Okay. So we really need to emphasize, we need to connect with our Lord. Because you can make a big difference by that. Just like the point, say, in the Psalm, chapter 3, verse 25. The point in almost 3,000 years ago, the point already has this feeling. And what the point say? He said, "Who do I have in heaven but you? I desire nothing on this earth." I want you to think about it. Why the poet will say this? And that's because this poet, he had a very close relationship with God. So he can speak the things like that because he cherished Jesus. He cherished God as the precious, and everything is nothing to them. So he has this word right in the Psalm 73:25 here. Throughout the ages, we have seen many saints living in the life on the earth, in the heaven, and why they can live the life on earth as in heaven. That's because they seek things above and the eternal kingdom of God. So we also have to keep that in mind, that we are on earth, but our identity is the season of the God's kingdom. So let's read Philippians chapter 3, the verse 20 to 21. Paul reminds us once again, the Bible says, "Our citizenship, however, is in heaven. And it is from there that we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. He will change our assuring body and make them like his glorious body through the power that enable him to bring everything under his authority." So on the verse 20, he reminds us, we are the citizen of the God's kingdom. One day he's going to come in. And why did Jesus come in? Of course, the Jesus coming is going to control the whole earth, however. But when the Jesus comes and that day, what we are looking for, and we are looking for because the God, Jesus, has given us this promise. When one day when he comes, he will change our assuring body and make our body like his glorious body. If you really believe His promise, our heart will be very joyful and we will thank for His promise for us. So we need to have this recognition, know His promise. Let's read one more the Bible verse from the Colossians, the chapter 3, verse 3. The verse says, "For you have died, and your life has been safely guarded by the Messiah in God." So here says the hidden. What does it mean that the Christ is hidden in God? Actually, the hidden, this word, usually have the very deep the meaning. You know, we usually use the word hidden to express something precious. That's why we need, must be think about, because the precious so we collect it. Let's read another verse from the Matthew chapter 13 and 44. The Bible says, "The kingdom from heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field." Let's repeat it one more time. The kingdom from heaven is like the treasure hidden in the field. That's a man found and hid. In his excitement, he went and saw everything he had and bought that field. And from the, this, in here, the verse is here. He talked about the hidden. He talked about the hidden, this word. Because he say the kingdom of is like the treasure we hidden in the field. So, brother, sister, how blessed we are. Because the gospel is just like the treasure. It's hidden in me. So we have to cherish this treasure. So we need to purchase this blessing. So thanks, Lord, because the kingdom from the heaven is like the treasure hidden in the field. And the other it also means the protection. So we can, from the verses from the Psalms, chapter 27, verses 5, to understand the meaning of the protection. So the Bible says, "For he that means the David, the King David, the King David have to get a protection from the God. For David, he means the David, will conceal me in his shelter on the day of the evil. He will hide me," he does mean the God. "God will hide me in the secluded chamber within his tent. He will place me on the high rock." So that means the God will put us, will hide us in the secluded chamber within his tent. So that means he will protect us. So we can hide in God with Jesus. That is mean we are close to God through the Jesus. So that's the reason why some Christians, they are so close to the Jesus. So they are easy to understand what the God's way. When they make a decision, for example, what a job I'm looking for, they can easy to understand, yes, this is the job God provide to me, or no, this is the job that God want me to do. So how they know this? Because they have the close relationship with God. I'm not arrogant here, but I'm very often, I share with many friends. I tell my friends, I'm very blessed by God. I'm not worthy anything, you know. But God gave me a very wonderful family. All right, I have a good daughter and a son. And then And then I have a good relationship with my family, especially with my children. And then usually, how did you know your relationship with the children? You can see your interaction with your children. Do they contact you all the time? Do they chat with you all the time? Do they send an email with you? So from your interaction, you will know the relationship with your children. It's the same way. What's your relationship with our Lord? Do you have any interaction with our Lord? All right. Do you talk to the Lord? Do you chat with the Lord? Do you pray to the Lord all the time? And that's where we can see that. So that's me. I want to remind you all, our God is the living, is the true, is the wonderful God. So we need to initiate. You need to initiate. You need to have the desire, want to talk to the God, to want to close to the God. If you do that, our God is willing, you know, to connect with you. Our God will be willing to with you and put out all the blessing to you. So this is the same meaning. God loves us. God wants us to have a joyful life in the earth. So the God will hesitate to give everything to us. The only thing you need to do is you need to have the desire to seek Him, God. All right, let's look at another Bible from the 1 John, the chapter 5, verse 12. So the Bible says, the person who has the Son has this life. The person who does not have the Son of the God does not have this life. So when we have the Son of the Jesus, that means inside we will have the internal life from Him. And because of this life, they can give you a lot of strength. So, dear brother and sister, we are a vessel. Do you willing in your vessel to fill with the powerful, the strength from our Lord Jesus? And our vessel will be willing to be used by our God. And we will become to the light and the salt of this world. When we were used by the God, we will shine, we will have the benefit to the whole world. So when we raise our hand, when we praise our God, when we claim His glory to the other people, the God will see, the Jesus will see, and He will bless us. So we need to proclaim His cross. We need to spread the evangelism to the people around us. And that's the way we need to do. We have a life. All right. So praise the Lord. Right now, we meet you under three things, from the three perspectives. The first perspective is from the redemption perspective. The redemption perspective here says that Jesus overcome the death, Satan, and the sin. We also can understand this from the church perspective, because the Jesus is the head of the church, and the Jesus is the head of the body. So we know Jesus is the head of the church. And when Jesus put all the brothers, sisters under the one church, that means want us to walk together. But remember, Jesus is the head of the church. From the third perspective is from the kingdom's perspective. We know that Jesus is the everlasting King who judged the world. And we know one day, that Jesus is coming, and when He comes, He is going to judge the world. So, brothers, sisters, we know we celebrate Easter every year. So, what is the difference this year, Easter, compared to the past Easter? What's the difference? And I believe everyone has a different feeling, especially after this terrible COVID pandemic. And, you know, some people in the modern times, they advocate that the man can become the woman and the woman can become man. And the people will look at neither a woman nor a man. So we don't know how to address that. And we know the society, the modern time, they have been changed. And we are indeed living in an era of the extreme corruption. So we really need to pray for our next generation. So maybe you would say, what should we do? So this is the today's topic. We need to seek things above in the heaven. When we learn to see the world from the perspective of Jesus, you know, all the things will be different. All right, I know some Christian or some minister, when their children grow up and they move out of the house, usually they will sell their old house, and usually it's the big house, and they will change to the smaller house and reduce a lot of the things. Why do they want to do that? Because in that way, they can focus on the work of the evangelism. They can use their time, their energy, and the money they said, I invested in the eternal kingdom as much as possible. So this is what I mean, to be wholehearted, to seeking things above. All right, you know, seeking things above, it's definitely it's not the fantasy. We cannot just focus the things on the earth. We need to raise our head, look at the heaven, look at the sky. We need to seek in the things above all the time. So we want to ask the God, give us the strength, remind us all the time. We need to wholehearted, we need to dedicate our whole life to seek the things above. So one more time, I want to remind all the brothers and sisters, all right, remind everybody, as long as you wholeheartedly to seeking the things above in heaven, our Lord Jesus will save, and our Lord Jesus will memorize what you do. And because you set whole your body, whole your mind, soul, and mind, wholehearted in the things that are above. When you dedicate your whole life, your whole body, whole time in the things above, God will bless you for whatever you've done. So definitely, that's the Easter this year. It's different than the Easter the past. We do want to live in our comfort zone. We need to walk out of the comfort zone. Go outside the boundary of the church. We need to spread the gospel to the people, the whole world. Recently, I have a lot of friends. They tell me, they ask me to pray for them because during this pandemic, they lose their job, they have been laid off, or because they stay in home, they come up a lot of problems in the family. And then some people, they're looking for the real love. And when I ask them, I always ask them, is there anything you want me to pray for you? All right? And please can share. I got a video, you know, I make up the video every week. Share the video I make for them. Sharing the love, sharing the gospel to them. Then they can feel the love from the gospel. So as long as you got a heart, you want to do that. And with all the brothers, sisters, we all have this heart. We make our mind. We want to do that. You know the God's word revival. Let's pray. segment